Y'all might as well get the music ready, because this is finna take a while.
One of the most amazing records. And I've been working on this thing they told me about, humbleness, humility. I don't like it, it doesn't feel natural, but I hear it works for a lot of celebrities and brings them a long way when they act like they don't deserve things. Now I like to thank people at the label who I know, like Rob Pasco, Matt Cross, and Myra G, who, you know, with me every day on this project, and I like one of the most amazing things. Humbleness, humility. I don't like it, it doesn't feel natural, but I hear it works for a lot of celebrities and brings them a long way when they act like they don't deserve things. Now I like to thank people at the label who I know, like Rob Pasco and Matt Voss and Myra G, who is, you know, with me every day on the podcast.
Wankland Audio presents Paul and the Magical Slaver, Part 1.
It was a cold and stormy night when the one young Paul sat scouring by the firelight, composing away. It was another Christmas. The carolers outside his window sang with glee as they rode by in a sleigh bell that created a sound that was so magnificent. Paul ran to the window this sound. I must capture it, but how? He set about to scour the land in search for the most resilient and brilliant of sleigh bells.
His father said he'd lost his marbles.
Paul, I'm your father. You lost your marbles.
But no, young Paul, steadfast in his ways, traveled the land, far and wide, capturing the sound of every sleigh bell he could. He traveled. Oh, the might